This midterm election, residents voted yes on Indiana Public Question number 1 to alter the state constitution. The state house revises the state's budget every 2 years after the general election takes place. This legislative session is commonly referred to as a long session due to the extended time it takes to approve the budget. Last week's constitutional change, which mandates balanced budgets, passed with over 70% of voters approving the measure. Indiana joins upwards of 40 other states with similar requirements. The amendment also allows for this rule to be suspended if a supermajority of 2/3 from the state's House of Representatives and the state Senate choose to do so. The amendment was championed by Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who introduced the idea back in 2015. The change to Indiana's constitution is significant because the state's governing document is one of the hardest to change. Unlike most states, Indiana's constitution does not contain any clause that provides for a citizen referendum on statutes or constitutional amendments. The only method to amend the Indiana state constitution is through the General Assembly. Once the first assembly passes an amendment, it must be passed by the next successive assembly after a general election. The amendment then goes to public vote, which is exactly what happened with the balanced budget initiative. Support for the amendment comes primarily from Republican camps, but with Democratic support as well over time. The credit agency Moody's praised the budget mandate, referring to it as credit positive. The main skepticism comes from Indiana unions. They are worried that it will hurt pensions for teachers, police, and firefighters in the state. However, according to the nonpartisan Indiana Public Retirement System, INPRS, these worries are incorrect. INPRS released a series of statements claiming that the amendment will have no impact on pre-funded public pension funds. For WFHB, I'm Gabe Donnelly.